Today, we're going to look at two studies about manners. We read a study by Sarah Jones, and then we conducted our own study as a class. First, let's review the study by Ms. Jones. Could anyone tell us about this study?
Well, two reporters went around the world to see how polite people were. They had three tests. In one, a person dropped some papers to see if anyone would pick them up.
Good. Could someone else continue?
There was another test to see if people held the door for other people. And the third test was to see how courteous people in customer service were.
Courteous? They're always talking to somebody, but it's not likely a customer.
You don't think a customer is asking about a party next week?
Okay, now, in Ms. Jones's study, the reporters talked to people about why they were courteous. You talked to the people about their impolite or rude behavior. Let's hear what they said. Andrew, you did the paper drop test, right?
Yes, and I got some typical answers. For example, one woman gave an immediate response that she had wanted to help pick up the documents, but her hands were full.
Well, I got a pretty interesting result. I did the door test. I was walking behind a guy, and I'm sure he knew I was behind him because he looked at me when I coughed. He opened the door to this building and just continued walking. When I asked him face-to-face about his behavior, he said that many things about manners were confusing to him now. See, he had been raised to show respect for other people, especially women. But now women don't appreciate those manners. They want to be treated like men. I never thought about it before, but manners change. People used to think certain things showed a lack of manners, but today, we don't even think about them.
I think Ms. Jones found the same thing in her study.
What do you mean?
Like when we were paying for our groceries. A teenager was talking on her cell phone while she was at the cash register. You spoke to her about it later, and she was surprised. She said all of her friends talk to each other and text on cell phones and other electronic devices. She's heard old people complaining about it, but for her, it's normal.
Well, I guess that means we're old.